Hello guys, it's Jonathan Ritter. Hope you guys are having a good Monday. Had a good weekend, of course, celebrating my 17-year anniversary with my wife. That was, and we got out of town. But I came across this devotional today. I'd like to read it to you guys. The title is Run to the Cross. The reading that's associated with this devotional is in Hebrews 10:28-39, and the main scripture reading here is in Hebrews 10:31. Hebrews 10:31. It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Whenever a typhoon warning is given on a northern coastline of Maui, Hawaii, the people living in Hana rushed up to the side of the mountain to a high place of safety. Nearby is a tall wooden cross that was placed there many years ago by missionaries. For their physical safety, people run to the area where the cross is located. In a similar way, all of us need a place of spiritual safety. Why? Because the Lord gives us all these warnings in His Word. If you look at Romans 3:23, and of course Romans 6:23. Let me flip to that. Romans 3 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's Romans 3:23, and then Romans 6:23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen, right? And if you look at Hebrews 9:27, it says this, "And as is appointed to man once to die, but after that, this the judgment." We might not like to think about what the consequences of our sin will be as we face a holy God, but it's a serious thing, right, to fall in the hands of a living God. You can also see that in Romans 5:8-10, and Colossians chapter 1:19-22. "Because our Jesus Christ's death on the cross and His resurrection from the dead, that's a place of safety is available." I have to ask you this question: have you ran to the cross? And there's a little side note here. It says, "On hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old rugged cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinner was slay. To escape sin's curse, we must run to the cross." And I want to ask you today, have you given your life to Jesus? Have you placed everything at the foot of the cross and just say, "Here I am, God, use me"? Love you guys. Hope you guys are having a good Monday, and I hope you have a good rest of the week. Bye.